welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Thursdays on Midday is our day that we consult with our thorny thespian. I shouldn't call you a thorny thespian. We are our fabulous thespian, since I can't think of an alliteration to thespian. But Jay Wynn Russick is our theater critic here at Midday. Hey, Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So we're going to talk about cool things happening at Baltimore Center Stage. They got a show called The White Snake. They got a new name, Baltimore Center Stage. It's official. And they got a new theater and this new show. So all sorts of stuff to talk about what's going on down there on Calvert Street. So do you think that this play was chosen? I mean, does the play itself have anything to do with renovation and renewal?
Well, not literally, but I do think it probably was chosen in a sense to coincide specifically with this because it shows off the Head Theater, the renovated Head Theater, really to advantage. That's the upstairs theater. This is a play that is about transformation, and that is what Baltimore Center Stage has, of course, been going through. The play is an ancient Chinese folktale that has been adapted for the stage by Mary Zimmerman. She's a MacArthur Genius Grant recipient, Tony Award winner, and it is just an enchanting production. It's about a white snake and the white snake's sidekick, a green snake, and they live in the spirit world, but they transform themselves into two women, and they come down to earth, and the white snake falls in love with a mortal, Xu Xian. And this provokes the ire of a really villainous monk who knows who these women really are. So right there, built into the plot, is the idea of transforming from one thing into another. A snake becomes a person. And what's happened...
I know a bunch of people have become snakes, yes. But that's a whole other show. Yeah, right.
at Baltimore Center Stage, old spaces have been transformed into newer, more functional and inviting spaces. And as you point out, even the name has undergone a slight transformation with the addition of the word Baltimore in front of Center Stage. So, but getting back to the play, there's an ensemble of actors who are really chameleon-like, and they become everything from villagers to Buddhist monks to water spirits, a stag, a crane. They serve as narrators, and one of them even serves as fear personified. Let's listen to a clip of Aimé Donna Kelly and Aline Rivera as the white snake and the green snake when they first find themselves on Earth changed into human beings.
Aimé Donna Kelly and Aline Rivera in The White Snake at Baltimore Center Stage. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. We're talking to theater critic Jay Wynn Russick about this new production at this newly renovated theater. So, Judy, how did the play's transformation actually take place? I mean, is it like a whole special effects thing? I mean, snakes turn into people, all that kind of stuff. How do you pull that off?
Well, it's not done in a high-tech sense at all. The director is Natsu Onoda Power, and she is a friend and a disciple of Mary Zimmerman, who adapted the script. This play originated at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival back in 2012, and it's been done many places since then. And the director worked with a really imaginative design team here in Baltimore. The design has really strong Asian influences, which are beautiful but fairly simple transformation, and there are Western touches. The snakes, for example, let me tell you how that works. They're depicted in two ways. When we first see them, in one hand, each of the actresses playing a snake holds an open fan, and the fan has a long expanse of fabric trailing behind them as tails. And then in the other hand, they hold open parasols in front of them. The parasols have painted eyes on them, and they become the snake heads. And then later on, they are transformed back into snakes, and the snakes become huge rod puppets that they manipulate.
So there's this sort of, you know, fluidity, I guess, of the physical production, the sound production. How do the actors convey the changes that their characters are going through. It's one thing to have good props and costumes, but you still got to be able to act your way through this.
Oh, sure. And the ensemble, which weaves throughout all of the proceedings, I mentioned this broad range of characters that they play, and that one of the most unusual is that an actor actually embodies fear. It's the fear felt by Xu Xian, the man that the White Snake loves. And the actor who plays Fear wears a kind of urban monster costume. It's a camouflage print hoodie that extends to really long, grasping claws.
I've got some leisure suits like that, too. Just saying.
I should say that in terms of transformation, the biggest ones are the White Snake and the Green Snake, and they are just wonderful. They are characters that are thrilled to be people. They do start to hiss a little when they're turning back into snakes.
Oh, that happens.
M.A. Donna Kelly makes this White Snake a brave, smart woman, and Eileen Rivera plays the Green Snake as this brash, streetwise, funny sidekick. It's a great show for kids. It's really, really, spellbinding. I should mention that there are two characters that aren't transformed into anything else. The White Snake's husband, Xu Xian, and that villainous monk that I mentioned. Zhou No plays Xu Xian as a very sweet man. When he falls in love, his passion knocks him flat on his back, and he rolls on the floor. And Peter Von...
I can't tell you how many times this happened to me. Just saying again. Just to let me know.
Well, from love to evil, Peter Van Wagner, who plays Xu Xian's nemesis, the mean monk, he plays him kind of as a gangster in monk's robes, but his robes have this brick pattern on him, so he's tough, but he's rigid. I brought a clip of the scene where the monk first warns Xu Xian about the true nature of his wife.
This is a respectable neighborhood. Not a whiff of evil sorcery here. And even if there were, my wife is a skilled herbalist. So you see, I'm in no danger at all.
Master Xu, your wife is not an herbalist.
Indeed she is.
She is not even a human being.
What?
She is a demon spirit, sir. A snake who has managed to transform herself through sorcery into the form of a woman.
Oh, you hate it when somebody tells you that your wife is actually a snake. Luckily, I'm not married to one, so I wouldn't know what that's like. That's Peter Van Wagner and Zhou No. They're in Baltimore Center Stage's production of The White Snake. So, Judy, you clearly are enamored of this production, and that's great to hear. What about the renovations at Baltimore Center Stage?
Tom, the renovations really get a big wow from me, too. As you know, this is a $28 million renovation. I want to describe the fourth floor, because that really has undergone the most dramatic changes and shows off what Center Stage is really about. On this one floor, you have the centralized, newly centralized costume shop, a brand new education center, they never had that, a lobby and bar, and two theaters. The head theater, which is now completely flexible, it can have at least half a dozen different configurations, and there's this new 99-seat theater called The Third Space. So once you're on that floor, you see that Center Stage produces plays and workshops. They make everything themselves on site. They offer educational programming and a place to socialize. It's kind of an encapsulation of what they're all about. And I also want to say The White Snake, you asked me at the beginning if this was chosen to sort of highlight the renovations. And it is a play that is about change and acceptance and diversity. It has a multicultural cast and musicians and design team, not to mention all these culturally diverse design elements. So the production actually does what it's about, which is one of my favorite things that the theater can do.
Sounds like fun. The White Snake is at Baltimore Center Stage until March 26th, and we've got a link to details about showtimes and all that stuff on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, Judy, I'm taking a few days off. Producer Rob Sivak is going to be sitting in for me. What are you guys going to talk about?
We're going to be talking about another play with music, Trust, by Stephen Dietz at Fells Point Corner Theater.
All right. I look forward to listening from afar. That's J. Wynn Russick, our theater critic. Thanks, Judy.
Thank you, Tom.
Lunch for our guest today is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow on Midday, the Midday News Wrap. And coming up now, another brief conversation about how important it is to support WIPR in this, the last day of our spring membership campaign. Thanks to everybody who has pledged so far. If you've been waiting for the perfect moment to make a pledge, you're in luck. It's right now. Call 410-235-1395 or go online to WIPR.org.